From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, January 9th. Yet another potent and moisture-laden Pacific storm fueled by an atmospheric river will be impacting Northern California today into tomorrow. NSPR's Dave Shalom has more on what it means for the North State.
This storm is potentially as big or bigger than last week's, with longer duration periods of heavy rain, especially in the eastern foothills and northern Sierra. This will likely lead to more flooding impacts in low-lying areas, along swollen streams, seasonal creeks, and even on mainstem rivers like the Sacramento. Tuesday, listeners are advised to keep a close watch on the weather, as the runoff coupled with continuing precipitation will likely lead to enhanced flooding. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch that will extend through Wednesday afternoon. Keep a close watch on historically vulnerable bridge areas such as Tehama, Vina Woodson, and Highway 32 should you need to travel through these areas. If you see water flowing on roadways, heed the adage, turn around, don't drown. Though wind speeds should not be as extreme as last week, drought-stressed trees and saturated soils coupled with wind gusts will continue to be highly vulnerable. Mountain travel will be dangerous and highly discouraged. Threats to infrastructure include, but are not limited to, river flooding, mudslides, power outages, and avalanches in the higher mountains. Fortunately, there have been and will continue to be short-term breaks between these atmospheric river events. I'm Dave Shlow.
Staying on the storm, Cap Radio's Nick Miller says this is the fifth atmospheric river to hit the state in less than 3 weeks.
State officials held an emergency press conference yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom says Californians need to prepare for more extreme weather.
We've been at this how many days, and expect to see the worst of it still in front of us. And I think that's the message we want to underscore today. We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in.
Yesterday afternoon, hundreds of thousands of Californians were still without power, and officials worry there will be more flooding due to heavily saturated soils. The governor says more people have died in these winter storms than California's past two wildfire seasons. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
According to Pacific Gas and Electric, more than 2,500 customers were without power this morning in West Chico, generally in the area of West Sacramento Avenue and Highway 32. Elsewhere in Butte County, more than 500 customers were without power in the Forest Ranch area, and about 480 customers were without power along Highway 70 south of Oroville. In other news, noise pollution is more than just annoying. It can actually make you sick. In California, that's prompting a push for new laws to address what experts say is a growing public health hazard. KHN's Stephanie O'Neill has more.
Decades of research link noise pollution to insomnia, high blood pressure, and a host of chronic conditions, including depression, anxiety, heart disease, and cognitive impairment. Health experts say the soundtrack of urban and suburban life is causing this problem, with its loud traffic, lawnmowers, leaf blowers, buzzing drones, sirens, and other noise pollution. In 2022, California lawmakers approved two laws to quiet traffic. One prohibits the registration of cars modified to be extra loud. The other directs the California Highway Patrol to test noise-detecting cameras now in use in Paris, New York City, and Knoxville, Tennessee. The cameras may one day automatically issue tickets to vehicles exceeding legal noise limits. Neither of these laws will create immediate relief, but noise control experts call them a good start. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
And finally, California's workplace health and safety regulators have cited a for-profit prison company for violations. For the California Report, KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports.
Cal OSHA inspectors have cited the GEO Group, which runs the Golden State Annex facility, for 6 violations, including a serious one. No plan to reduce workers' risk of exposure to diseases that spread through the air, like COVID-19.
This is a huge victory.
Lisa Knox with the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice helped detainees file their complaint to Cal OSHA, alleging the facility failed to follow COVID protections, among other things. These detainees clean showers and bathrooms for $1 a day.
These detained workers are workers, and they, you know, they're in detention, but they're still entitled to the same health and safety protections that all workers in California get.
Proposed penalties total more than $100,000. A GEO spokesman says the company has appealed the citation. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
And those are your headlines for Monday, January 9th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.